Coming Shabbos, besides being Parsha Tzav, is Shabbos HaGadol, known as the Great Shabbos. Well, you know, every Shabbos is great. So why does this get the special adjective Shabbos HaGadol? Like, we all look forward to Shabbos. So what's, we know, we have another special Shabbos, Shabbos Shuva. The Shabbos before Yom Kippur is known as the Shabbos of Repentance. Of course, every day is a time, but Shabbos Shuva, the Shabbos before Yom Kippur. And the Shabbos, so back in Europe, the only time the Rav gave drushas in shul on Shabbos was on twice a year. I know that a lot of Americans or North who might want to, would love to go back to that custom, but in Europe, the Yidden only gave drushes on Shabbos. Someone has said we got it from the Goyim, the concept of people giving sermons every week. Practically also, back now people come to shul, they need to be inspired in that. So whatever the issues are, it's always appropriate to give Divrei Torah. So the bottom line is Shabbos HaGadol, this is one of the two special Shabbosos. We have a special Shabbos every day, every week, because the rabbi speaks. But Shabbos, so why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? So some want to say, because it's the day the rabbi drays. Even to those who speak all year round, but they give a longer drasha. You know, and people speak about, you know, Hilchos Pesach, the laws of Pesach, and everything that has to be done. Others say the word Gadol comes from the Haftorah, the Haftorah has the word HaGadol Hazeh, so therefore it's called Shabbos HaGadol. Others point out Shabbos HaGadol in contrast to Shabbos HaKatan. What do you mean? Because we're starting Pesach, Usvarta Lechem Mimacharas HaShabbos. So we start counting Sfiras HaOmer the second night of Pesach. How do we know? In fact, there was a big fight with the Karaites. You always start counting Sfira on Sunday. It's day after Shabbos. We have a tradition. Shabbos here doesn't mean Shabbos. It means Yontif. So the Shabbos, who's Mimacharas HaShabbos, we mentioned by Pesach, that really means Yontif. So it's a lighter form of Shabbos. So we want to contrast the Shabbos HaGadol is this Shabbos, but the Shabbos HaKatan is coming. In fact, so others explain the famous Medrash, why Shabbos HaGadol? Because of the great nace that happened on this day, that the Jewish people prepared to bring, God told them, you have to bring a Paschal lamb. So is what, as the Chazal tell us, God brought the refuah before the makkah. He gives us the cure before he gives us the plague. In other words, basically, that's how the Egyptians used to worship idols. They worshiped the sheep. So imagine when the Egyptians asked, what are you doing with those sheep? You know what? We're going to bring it home, we're going to tie it up, and we're going to slaughter it. So you would think, okay, there'd be an uproar. The Egyptians would kill all the Jews. But a nace happened. They weren't able. However, the Midrashim, invisible wall, they were protected. So the Nes HaGadol that happened, they were able to protected, and therefore they didn't have to, they were safe. So therefore, the Shabbos HaGadol, it's a time where some say it's referring to the Nes HaGadol. Others point out Shabbos HaGadol, it's the day they became Gedolim. Up until now, they did nothing. They did, Moshe and God did everything. They watched. They finally did something on their own. They brought the Karban Pesach. And there are many more different reasons why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. It's an interesting, the Chidah brings down different minhagim that we know on Shabbos. We have different greetings. We say Shabbat Shalom. We say Good Shabbos or Guten Shabbos, depending which language, Yiddish, Hebrew, or English, and I guess whichever language you speak, you use. So that's the traditional greeting. Shabbat Shalom, a Guten Shabbos. So the Chidah writes that it's we learn out from the Medrash and from the fact that Mechaber brings it down. It's the Shabbos HaGadol. So when you do the greeting to Shabbos, if you say Shabbat Shalom, you should say Shabbos HaGadol Shalom, or a good Shabbos Gadol, or a Guten Shabbos Gadol, however it is. That and when you say a Guten Shabbos Gadol, one will remember the tremendous nace that happened, that the Jewish people, even though they brought the seh, the sheep, they were saved from the persecution of the Egyptians.